Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Eddie, for putting this together and for all the men that have led us in song this morning. I'd ask you, if you would, to turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, this great chapter of faith. I'd like us to notice a little something right in the midst of this. We've sung a few songs this morning that have called us to think about heaven and the life that is set before the child of God. Those who have put their faith in Jesus and live faithfully unto Him are promised a heavenly home, a home with God in the age to come. But I'd like you to notice a little something in the midst of this chapter that's sometimes called the Hall of Fame of Faith, as it talks to us about great men of the past that were men of faith. Verse 13 says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." And notice the next verse refers back directly, I think, to that very statement that they viewed themselves as strangers and pilgrims. Verse 14, "For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland." Now think of that. These men of faith viewed themselves as those that on the earth were strangers. On the earth were pilgrims. We think today of those that may be displaced from their country because of war, maybe exiles or refugees because of war. We may think of those that have been forced to flee or even through choice have gone to a new land to try to make a life there. And that would be pilgrims, certainly. But notice, these were pilgrims on the earth. And the homeland that they view is not necessarily that material place that they have left. Notice it goes on to say, "And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they came out, they would have opportunity to return." You know, earlier in this chapter, as it was talked about Abraham, Abraham had been called to leave his homeland in the region of Mesopotamia and go into the promised land. Here, as we think about that, if he viewed that as his homeland, he could have perhaps gone back. God had told him that he would have a land of promise there. But beyond that, there was more that he was looking to. Notice verse 16. "But now they desire a better," that is, a heavenly, New King James puts in italics, "country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them." I ask you this morning, as you live your life from day to day, you think about the things pertaining to your life. Maybe you have a house. Maybe you have an apartment. Maybe you have moved here for a job. Or maybe as you're traveling to see your family this day, maybe it is a job that has led you to move somewhere else. Do you view that place as your homeland? Is that where your desire rests and where your heart lies? Or is it somewhere else? Here in this reading, we notice these of faith earlier in the chapter, again, as it referred to Abraham or as it referred to Moses, there are those that are described as being those that look to something beyond this life. And that country, if you will, as the New King James puts it, is not a material country. It's not some place you can travel to here upon this earth. It is heavenly. And I would urge you, as you think about your life, to recognize that the true home that rests and awaits children of God is not some place here. It is some place in which we, if we have put our faith in Jesus as the Son of God, if we have confessed that faith before men, if we have repented of our sins, having been baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, we become children of God. We become citizens of a heavenly country. We have a citizenship that is elsewhere. We may be Americans, and I'm glad that I'm an American. But more than that, I am glad I'm a Christian. And I am glad that I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. And may it be that in my life, and in your life each and every day. Certainly we enjoy things here. Certainly it may be that there's some place that either we grew up or some place where our family lives or some place that we have put roots down. But let us never forget that we're here also as strangers and pilgrims. This place and this life is temporary. But may we live our life in such a way that our desire rests in that heavenly country. If you're here and you've never been obedient to the gospel of Christ, we offer you the opportunity to do just that. If as a child of God, you need to focus a bit more on that heavenly country and you'd like to ask for the prayers of the saints here, we count it a privilege to do so. Won't you come? While we stand and sing.